It's a question about inequality. She says, even though he agrees that inequality is not inherently bad, is the degree of wealth concentration that exists today an unnatural result of acts of government? Yes, to some extent. Not completely, but yes, to some extent. And so, and I'm not talking about the fact that the rich are richer than they otherwise would be, or the poor poorer. I don't know what the distribution of wealth would be in a free society. I don't know if it's the distribution today is greater or smaller, inequality is more or less. I have no opinion about that. All I know is in a free society, the distribution of wealth would be a moral distribution of wealth, because it would be based on the values that you create. The problem today is that the government interferes in almost all value creation and all trade, so that it places itself between buyers and sellers, between employers and employees. It redistributes wealth on a massive scale from rich to poor through the welfare system, but also from middle class to other middle class, or some middle class to rich, to from poor to rich, through central banking and printing of money and interest rates, through housing subsidies, through mortgages, through the welfare state, through Social Security, which is a massive redistribution plan to the middle class, through Medicare, through Medicaid. So there's so much government intervention right now in the economy that holds poor people down, but then helps them in other places, that suppresses wealth creation among more successful people. It takes their money away, but then gives them subsidies and favors, and then keeps interest rates low so they can borrow cheaply. It's such a mishmash that it's hard to tell what would happen if all the mishmash went away, if you actually had laissez-faire capitalism and the government wasn't involved at all in what was going on. Let me give you an example. By interest rates being held so artificially low as they have been over the last 7 years, what you're getting is, in a sense, redistributions of wealth, artificial redistributions of wealth, from savers in bonds who are getting no yield. So this is primarily retired people who have money in the bank account and can't get any income because the interest rates are so low, to borrowers who cannot borrow at the lowest rates ever, whether they're borrowing for a mortgage, so they might be young, or they're corporate borrowers, or the money also is flowing into the stock market, which is booming, which is helping people who have 401ks and people who are quite wealthy who are big investors in the stock market. So it's all over the place, and it's a mess, and to untangle who is benefiting and who is losing and what would happen if you untangled all of this, got rid of it, is, in my view, impossible. So yes, there's an unnatural allocation of wealth going on right now, but it's almost impossible to tell in which direction.